I've learned this segment we're about to do is going to be about PG-13, I'd say. Based on some of the responses.
Oh, boy.
99.7 DJX. What's the craziest thing a student has brought to school? We'll start with you, Brent.
Oh, I have a story. I was an assistant principal, and when I was assistant principal, I dealt with students bringing things to school all the time.
Okay.
The one that I can tell you right now was the one when a student brought his parents' homemade sex tape to school.
Oh,
I wasn't ready to hear that.
Goodness, oh, I was. That came out of left field. Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah. I've got many, many, many stories I could share, but that's the one that stands out right now.
Okay.
Was that on a VHS tape? Like, what? How?
It was not, actually. It was a DVD.
Oh, DVD. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Were they gonna, was this for a class presentation? Please tell me it was not. This is show and tell. This is a little bit about my family.
It was not a class presentation, but he brought it to be able to show to some friends, and it got around a little bit before I got it.
Oh, wow.
No. I mean.
Oh, the conversations that probably had to happen with some kids' parents. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a good conversation when you're the assistant principal and call and tell them this.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah, no. Oh, no. Oh, that's a bad
fun.
Day at work. Oh,
that's
no.
That's a great story. I almost choked on my coffee. Thanks, Brent.
Well, Jenna, one time a third grader brought a massager they found in their mom's nightstand.
Oh, stop it.
The student says, my mom uses this on her back. Turns it on during silent reading. I almost choked. Oh, okay. All right. We're going to need to find better hiding places for things. We're already learning.
Amy said, had a kid this year bring the piece of nail her mom clipped off the night before. She was showing me because she was worried mom would want it back.
Oh,
it was a piece of her mom's finger. Now, she was just chilling within the class.
It was a piece of her nail, fingernail. It wasn't finger, a finger.
Fingernail.
Fingernail. Fingernail.
Okay.
Less jarring. Yes.
I thought it was...
Still
okay.
Weird.
Still weird.
Yes. Okay.
Another one. I've had a third grader bring me a jar filled with cotton. She had drawn a face on it, made a snowman for me.
Oh.
When I opened the jar, smelled like marijuana. She took one of her parents' weed jars to make me a snowman.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the craziest things a student has brought to school. This may be one of my favorite segments already.
Brad, I had a student one time bring in a DVD of Magic Mike for show and tell.
All right.
Because it was about dancing. Yes. Yes, it is.
Renee said,
there is dancing in.
So right out of college, started teaching high school biology. Looked like a student, and I would get yelled at for being in the hallway instead of class, and I'd have to reply, I'm a teacher. Had a group of my biology boys give me a Christmas present. What I learned was that not to open presents in front of the class.
Oh, no. No.
They gave me edible underwear.
What?
I was speechless.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, tell me they didn't understand what that
what
was.
What it was.
Please tell me they didn't understand.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot. Another person just texted. We had a kindergartner bring her papa to school. Yep, urn with his ashes.
Oh, no. Oh,
papa.
Poor papa.
Oh, poor papa.
Oh.
These are the craziest things students brought to school.
Well, Melissa says not too crazy, but I had a student bring in a t-shirt from Hooters to use as a smock.
Oh.
And right. I had no idea what it meant.
Sure.
Just like the owl on
it.
For sure. Absolutely.
Oh, gosh.
Well, Tammy, a signed photo of Hugh Hefner. He's a famous bunny guy. That's it. He just like bunnies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kayla said, I had a student one time bring in a karaoke microphone that automatically connects to Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Cool. Until it paired to my classroom speaker mid-lesson and started blasting WAP.
Oh, my gosh.
I aged 12 years and 8 seconds. Why are you not hitting that? We have that on the button.
I don't know. Do we?
We do.
I don't think we do anymore.
We do. It needs to be back on there.
Another person wants to remain anonymous, but said, in my first year in education, I had a preschool student bring, oh my gosh. trash her mom's ashes in her lunchbox. Oh, because you wanted to eat lunch with her mom.
That's
terrible.
That's so sweet, but no.
All right, let's change it. Shana said, my kindergarten took his teacher's favorite drink in his lunchbox, said likes Diet Coke. It was actually a Coors Light. I mean, the cans kind of look the same, right?
Yeah, they do. They do. Oh.
All right, we'll do one more here. Jeremy, my student brought their mom's, quote, special brownies for the bake sale.
Oh, what's the special ingredient?
That's what I asked her, what was so special about them. And yeah, she whispered, my mom said these brownies aren't for me, but for grown-ups only.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
those are going right back to the home.
Little Susie, you got to take those right back there. We cannot share those
with
the class.
We can't sell those in the bake sale. Thanks, though. Appreciate it. All right, those are good.